This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The art of storytelling is a rare and dying skill, like juggling or being a magician who can still get chicks. Well, it just so happens that one of radio's last great storytellers resides within the walls of 105.3 The Fan. So gather round and grab your butts. It's story time with that old teller of tales, Big Ben Rogers.
That was a familiar voice there.
Yeah, the great Tim Collins. Thank you to Allie for making that intro happen. You know, I always tell the gravy gonna set it off story each Thanksgiving. There's some other stories, though, in the guilty is charged with the stories. I thought of this morning listening to Sean and RJ because they were interviewing Roger Staubach, and they asked, him about me dropping a pass from him in his turkey bowl many years ago. And so I've got some of these stories I've told on the air before, never as many times as the gravy gonna set it off. So I wanted to present you, KT, with a menu of these stories.
Okay.
And you just choose one of them, whichever one you want. There's the Staubach story.
I like a menu.
There's the awkward Mike Gundy story.
Yep.
That where it literally was real tense between my family and Mike Gundy. There's the time I nearly killed someone. Killed a guy. There's one of my favorite stories is my college roommate was cheating on an exam at North Texas, and it backfired on him. He got a little arrogant. There's another one, the same guy, a case of intentional mistaken identity that kept him from getting in a fight. And then there's the time I invited everyone over for a barbecue and they all got E. coli.
Okay, the one I don't know, well, the two I don't know, involved the strange guy from UNT.
Oh. Okay.
So, can I do that one since I know the other stories?
Yeah, you're a UNT guy.
Yeah.
And so, one of the stories is a high school story. The other is a college story. So, I'll tell you the college story.
I want the UNT story.
This
in honor
UNT
of them
story.
And the New Orleans Bowl.
Yes.
Where they'll take on Troy.
My guys.
On the 16th.
Troy Hughes. UNT is going to beat you. Okay, so my buddy Meat. He goes by Meat. His name is Meat.
All of your stories involve meat in some way.
Yes.
Interesting.
So Meat, they called him Meat because he looked like
a sausage.
Meat in Bull Durham.
Oh, okay.
You know Meat.
Yeah.
What's his name? Robbins. Tim Robbins.
Yeah, Tim Robbins.
His nickname was Meat in that movie, and this guy looked just like
him.
He's a beer drinking game legend from my high school. One of my best friends, and we were going to North Texas together at the same time, and so we had a place we lived together in Louisville. And basically, we played a lot of video games and somehow survived college. But he had this incredible technique for cheating on exams. And he was in this, it was just one class. He took this really hard math class.
Why?
I don't know. He's in this really hard math class, and the whole test, the whole grade was determined by three tests. So you have three tests. So Meat, early on, in the first of that semester, is scouting the classroom. And he's like, all right, I got to find somebody who looks really, really smart, and I got to sit at an angle to where I can see their test.
Uh-huh.
And now keep in mind, you know how that is. There's a lot of people in those classrooms, big classrooms. A lot of times there's multiple tests. And so you got to kind of do the math. It really takes a genius to figure out, all right, this chair, this angle, that person, let me bump in front of someone in line, let me hurry to get to the seat, get in that seat, make sure you have the same exam, and bam, you're off and running.
Yeah, there's usually three different copies of the exam.
So he had figured this out. I mean,
a big class.
It's fun. If he had put as much brain power into just passing the class as he did to coming up with his cheating system,
he
would have got an A.
Yeah.
But he had this elaborate system, and so the pony he was going to ride was some guy, I believe.
Genuine?
He was from a different part of the world, and he had found this guy, and he was one of the best students in the class. He would, like, walk up behind people, small talking. He'd try to hear what their grades were and what they were talking about. And so he had scouted the classroom extensively, and he had found his horse
that
he was
going
to ride. So first two tests of the year. This guy, this horse that he was copying his answers from, you know, he got to both tests, got the right chair, lined it up perfectly. And I think on the first test, his horse got like a 96, and he got a 92.
Okay.
The next test, his horse got like a 94, and he got a 90. And so
just off enough.
Just off enough.
But see, that's hard in math because math they'll put the show your work.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember exactly what the class. It was some sort of a calculus accounting or some crap. I don't know what it was.
Sounds awful.
It was brutal. It was the kind that where you got to have the Brown TI calculator.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to show your work. And so.
Oh yeah,
you
showed on calculator. Yeah.
So anyways, he's two tests in. And I know that he's coming up on his final.
94 and a 92. So his average is a 92.
Yeah, he's at 94 and a 90. Yeah, so he's got a 92 average. So he's going into the final. And I'm like, you know, don't you have a final tomorrow? He's like, yeah. I go, well, you should probably go to bed, right? He said, no, I'm good. I was like, let's play some more Madden. Let's play 3 more hours of Madden. So we stay up. We play more video games. We're just playing like crazy. So the next morning, you know,
Madden 97.
barely got any sleep. And I hear something in the kitchen. I'm like, what the hell is that? And I get up, you know, and I'm like, oh, what are you doing? And it's me. And he's in the kitchen. He's dressed up. He's got his shirt tucked in. I'm like, he's whistling and he's got orange juice and coffee and he's making eggs and sausage and stuff. I'm like, we're two nerd bachelors. We don't cook in there at all. He's whipping up a delicious breakfast. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, oh man, you got a big final. You got to start your day off right, man. I'm getting in the mood. I'm like, you're going to cheat. You didn't study. You don't need to be in the right mental frame of mind. He goes, dude, it's an elaborate system. And he goes, and I picked a new horse. So I got to get there early and be upbeat and ready to go. I go, you're leaving your horse? He goes, yeah. I found out that there's someone smarter than the person I've been copying off of in the class. There's a girl who's averaging a 100.
And she's hot.
No, she was not hot.
Oh.
No.
So he, instead of just taking his A or B, whatever he would have ended up with.
He got greedy. So there's this tiny girl. She's like 4'7", and she's got a 100 in the class. And so... He shows up early for the test, and he sees his old horse, and he looks at him, and even though that horse doesn't know that he's got meat at 90 in the class.
He goes and puts a gun to his leg.
No, he's just looking at him. He's going.
Puts that horse down.
Man, he almost felt bad for benching him. You know? He's like, I felt bad looking at him. I'm like, meat, he doesn't know what your evil plan is. He doesn't know. He doesn't know that. He goes, well, I still felt bad for benching him, but he sees his new horse, and. He goes, man, she looked real confident before the test, so I decided to go with her. And so he made the decision at the last second, so he went with a tiny girl, and he's going to copy off her test. So he's a little nervous about getting the seating right and stuff, so goes into the classroom. He's, like, bumping in front of somebody. He's like, wait, okay, I need to get back 2 people. Okay, no, get up 1 person. People are looking at him like, what are you doing?
He's doing the basic math of cheating.
He's trying to figure out, yeah, exactly where to sit so he can be in the seat that can see her test.
Uh-huh.
And
it'd be the same test.
It has to be the same version, and it's pretty matrix complex situation. And so he tells me he's as happy as he's ever been when – he sits down in his seat. She sits down in her seat. He's worked it out perfectly, as awkward as it was. They get their test versions. They're both pink. Bam, they have the same exam. He's lined up. Perfect vision of her test.
Yeah.
Here he goes. It's go time. I don't know why he's getting greedy. So the teacher's like, all right, the professor, it's time to start the test. You may begin. Now she's sitting in her seat, and he is back 2 seats over to her left. Okay, so he's got a clear line of sight.
Yeah.
So when she starts writing with her right hand, he's going to be able to see her test.
He'll easily see it, yeah.
Problem was,
left-handed.
She's a southpaw.
Oh, no.
She's a lefty.
Oh, man.
She starts writing her
that
test.
That elbow is.
He can't see anything. And she's keeping it. She's 4'7". Everything's in there real tight. You can't see around it. And so she does her test. He never gets one answer from her.
And she knew it all, so she sped through
she
it.
Sped
so she
through.
Wasn't
She's
waiting
done.
On
she wasn't just leaving a test out for it. And so she got through with it. And so he had to answer it on his own.
Oh, my God.
Well, he got an 11 on it. So his grades were 94, 90, and 11.
Oh, man.
11.
This is a lesson. Well, if you got a good horse, you don't let him go.
Yes. And so even though he made the great breakfast,
I know. How is that? That's a weird part of the story, I got to say.
Oh, man.
Okay, he's the confident guy, and he's flipping an egg.
Yeah, it's almost as if he really had a test, and he wanted to start his day off right with a nutritious breakfast and the right attitude. But he was just going to go cheat on the test. So long story short, he failed the class and it cost him an extra semester of college. He had to go back.
Oh man.
He had to go, and they had talked to the teacher.
His hopes and dreams were dashed.
The professor was like, I don't understand. You had a 94 and a 90. He was like trying to make up some excuse.
Man, that third one was hard.
He was like, can I take the test again? I was on some medication and I,
I had a head cold. I was on Sudafed. I was loopy.
Yeah, so he was immediately watching him like a hawk for the rest of the day.
Taking the test again alone would have helped anything.
Right, right.
And what did he end up as they're doing?
He's doing great, you know, and this is what...
He's okay?
Yeah, he did great. He did fine. And this is what's crazy about the whole college experience and all that. I've got another, and I could tell this story sometime. One of the most successful guys I know was a career waiter into his early 30s.
Uh-huh.
And one time he asked me to make him a resume, so I did, and he showed me the website to send his resume. He spelled dot, D-O-T. He goes, yeah, just send it to this guy, so-and-so, at D-O-T-C-O-M. I go, you spelled dot. It's just a dot.
.com.
Yeah. Yeah, but he had been a waiter his whole life.
He didn't know.
But it was a sales job. So he got the job at a software sales company. 3 years later was their top salesperson making $250,000 a year because all he did was play golf and make clients laugh.
Yeah.
So the moral to the story is, kids, get into sales.
Yeah.
I think that's the moral.
Or learn everything.
Yeah, but still.
Like you should learn a lot.
Learn
it and do it on your own.
The moral to the story
is. He would have been happy with an A or a B.
Yeah, he could have.
But he would have been 10 times more happy if he'd done it and conquered the class on his own.
Agreed. Totally. And he would have manifested into something great in his life and his career, but he ended up doing really well. He's got a good career and did fine for himself, but I think it's some sort of sales.
God, I want to have breakfast with meat sometime.
He's a beer drinking game legend, man. There's a lot of stories. A lot of stories about meat.
Meat.
Yep, meat. The great
Such
meat.
A great name.
All right, that was story meat. Time. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.